With COVID-19 cases now showing up in the Florida prison system, both inmates and correctional staff are at risk. A Florida clemency attorney thinks there are ways to reduce the most vulnerable prison population quickly. I'm Tom Flanagan. A prime example of an at-risk inmate, says attorney Reggie Garcia, is a case he's handling now in West Florida. The prisoner is a 65-year-old man whose probation was revoked for a minor violation, and he's now back in lockup.
That's one case with one inmate with a bad heart who, if he catches this virus, on paper has all the vulnerabilities that it could be fatal.
Garcia believes minor nonviolent offenders, especially those with potentially life-threatening medical issues, should be released. And he points out it's not just Florida prisoners who are at risk from the novel coronavirus.
Mainly correctional officers so far at 21 of our facilities have tested positive, to potentially look at that on a case-by-case basis as a potential release valve.
One relief valve, opined Garcia in an op-ed for the Tampa Bay Times, is an existing mechanism.
Under current law, Florida has something called conditional medical release, and that's a good thing. It is fairly narrowly interpreted. The Department of Corrections doctors essentially would say an inmate has to be either terminal, meaning they are anticipated to pass in the next 6 to 12 months, or permanently incapacitated.
And if that release option is too narrow for the present circumstances, Garcia believes Governor DeSantis might be able to expand the pool of eligible inmates with a single pen stroke.
Are there nonviolent, particularly elderly, particularly sick inmates who might be getting it out in the next 6 to 12 months anyway? Do we let them out early? That would be more of a holistic, system-wide policy approach. Arguably, I believe that could be done by executive order.
In the op-ed, Garcia cited Department of Corrections numbers showing out of the 93,000 inmates at the state's 57 large state prisons, nearly 24,000 are over the age of 50. Meanwhile, on any given day, there are around 50,000 inmates in the state's county jails. Garcia thinks at least some of them may also be prime candidates for early release.
Most of the people in jail haven't been convicted of anything. They've been arrested, so a probable cause determination's been made, but they haven't pled to anything, and they haven't been found guilty in a trial.
In some counties, Garcia says, jail populations are already declining.
Our sheriffs, in consultation with our state attorneys, have been releasing some people early. That doesn't mean their case is over. That just means they're not custodial in the jail while they're waiting for their case to be heard, which, of course, now, with COVID-19, the courts are open and the clerk's offices are open and they're doing emergencies. But for the most part, I believe jury trials have been suspended and the normal criminal proceedings day in and day out are not occurring. So these pending cases are going slower anyway.
On Monday of this week, a protest took place. It consisted of about a dozen vehicles slowly circling Tallahassee's Capitol complex, tooting their horns. The issue was again early release for those in the state's lockups most vulnerable to the virus. Deborah Bennett from the National Council of Incarcerated and Formerly Incarcerated Women and Girls was among the protesters.
They don't have gloves. They don't have masks. There's no social distancing. You can walk 6 feet apart, but if you sleep 18 inches apart from each other, I mean, it's a death sentence to people that never even were sent to death.
So far, there's been no word from the governor's office or Florida Department of Corrections on any plans to reduce the state prison population. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.